Episode Simply Focus mit Elva Czerny and Dominic Gilder for live and joy and ease.
Are you ready for this new episode of the Simply Focus podcast? Then please welcome your hosts, Elfie Czerny and Dominic Godin.
Hello and welcome back. We are here at TCU in Fort Worth. We're here with Becky Taylor, Marcella Stark, and Frank Thomas. And we are so happy. We're just invited to lunch. The dean was here and we were in a class with you and just see the wonderful work you've been doing for so many years. Becky, you're the one who started it.
Yes. We started about 20 years ago. We've built our program from having no students to over 50 students now.
And what has fascinated you with solution focus or with strength-based approaches to start this program here?
We didn't start as a strength-based program, but we started focusing on resilience, and gradually we moved into strength-based, and it's been really nice to watch students apply that to their work, particularly in schools where we started, and now in agencies.
And how long ago was that?
It's been 20 years.
And then 14 years ago, Frank Thomas joined.
Hi, Frank.
Very good to be here. Becky recruited me to apply, and I was so glad that I was chosen to get this position 14 years ago.
And what fascinated you back then to join?
Becky and I both had a background in family therapy and systems thinking, and she wanted to recruit someone that had that background and values, but also take that emphasis on solution-focused and extend it possibly even toward a doctoral program, which we established in 2012. So we have over 70 students now in master's and doctoral work.
Wow.
And last but not least, we have Marcella Stark here, who joined the program 2012.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So what attracted you to the program?
Well, what first attracted me to Solution Focused was when I started doing supervision and my doctoral work. And I would love to say that I'm a very positive person, but it does not come naturally to me. You know, some people say the glass is half full, some say it's half empty, and I was more of a who took my glass? And so I knew that that was not helpful to my supervisees and students. So I was looking for something that would almost force me to be more positive and give me a positive strength-based way of interacting with my students. And here I am. And so the program had an opening for a new faculty member in 2012. And so I was very grateful. I had actually read some of the work that Frank and Becky had published, although I didn't know them. I didn't know it was from them at the time. But I was very fortunate to be offered the position here, and I started just a few months before the doctoral program began.
So I'm very curious to hear from you. What is special about your program?
To me, one of the best parts of our program is the community that we have among the students and ourselves. And the students become very close to one another. They get to know each other. They come in as strangers, but before they're through, they've made best friends. They're in each other's weddings, and they stay friends for years to come. I think that really we as faculty do a good job of promoting that with them. I think we try to facilitate classes where they get close and where they can talk to each other and be honest and get to know one another, and they get to know us too. So that's one of the things I'm most proud of about the program. It's a very collegial but also very kind and a good place to be.
And Frank, what differences do you think solution focus makes in that?
Well, our students have to pass either school counseling exams or the licensure exams. So when they're in our program, we have a very consistent approach to teaching solution-focused. It is not one of many, but the main approach that we teach them. They have to learn others. They have to learn a lot of other things, but it's very important for them to learn that the thread that runs through our program from the beginning classes through their oral examinations is to be competent in solution-focused. And I think that has really raised my awareness of how much it takes to educate people and still keep them on track with a non-expert position. Because many times people will learn things, believe that they're becoming experts or learning expert knowledge that they can pass on to other people. And it's sometimes a struggle for students to say, I still have to stay in a not knowing, inform me position. And that is a constant challenge, but also a privilege to watch where people struggle with this and make a commitment to the strengths and resiliencies and resources that clients will bring, or if they go into school districts or other areas of agencies, that their coworkers or their classroom students might bring. mentoring as well.
And how do you do that?
Well, I think that Becky said it very well. We start off with a collegial approach, and I inherited that with her, and I think that we've continued together for the three of us. The other, I think, is to show the value of that in the way that we teach. I think one of the things that students take away is that our classes really are filled with laughter. They're filled with a lot of creativity. It's a lot of collaboration. It's not an expert, you know, sage on the stage. It's a guide by the side. And we're spending a lot of time with people in, sometimes in independent meetings in our offices, watching their supervision tapes, watching their practice tapes, learning how to be in that mindset of being solution focused. And hopefully we demonstrate that.
So, Marcella, you joined 7 years ago, and I'm very curious to hear from you. Looking back today, what difference did solution focus make for you in becoming a team member here? And what did Becky and Frank do that invited you to become such a passionate and joyful team member?
Well, I think it is just the commitment to the solution focused approach. And as Frank said, it's kind of a thread that runs through every single class, and not just the content that we're teaching, but the way we teach. We're encouraged in our college to observe other teachers who are very good at their craft, and I've had the opportunity to do that. I sat in on one of Frank's classes, and I've sat in on one of Becky's classes, and so that was really helpful for me because none of my previous training had been, if they talked about solution focused at all, it may have just been mentioned in one class. So they did a wonderful job at modeling that for me so that I started integrating some of the practices into my teaching as well. And I think that also contributes to the family atmosphere that Becky talked about. In practicum, for instance, when our students are showing videos, ours is not a competitive program. None of us grade on a curve. And when they're showing their video in class, they're asking their classmates for specific feedback on how they want to improve. And every class member talks about something that they see that's going well in the person's counseling. And so I think that creates a safe and a very supportive environment.
So while watching Frank and Becky, what have you learned from them?
I've learned to talk less and to have more activities in my classes, that students learn more when they can practice, and they learn more by doing than from hearing me talk about something.
So Becky, what have you learned from Marcella and Frank when watching them?
I think one of the things that's interesting is how we all do it different. We all have our own way we view it, how we carry it out. Though we're all solution focused, we all have our different expertise, different areas of focus, but we also have our own unique way of bringing self to the approach. And so how we do that is different according to who we are as people. And I think I've learned to watch each of them do what they do and talk about it in a way that brings different perspectives on it that I wouldn't have otherwise if I was just doing this by myself, which I did for a while. And so it's really nice to have a team.
Thank you, Becky. Frank, what is it for you that you would say you learned from Marcella and Becky?
Of course, that's informed by the fact that they just talked about what they'd learned from us. What I loved learning from Becky is that she has such a diverse background and she's a lifelong learner. She brings everything from her past learnings into the present. And although solution focused has this idea of Occam's razor and simplifying, I don't think that's necessarily what makes it effective. I think effectiveness has to come with fit with clients. And when you have more ways of fitting, such as play therapy background and training as a supervisor in play therapy, working in medical settings, working as a school teacher in special education, and working as a school diagnostician, she brings so much personal knowledge about children. And I've worked with a lot of children, but I really have had to pay attention to what is she saying that's a bit different? How is she understanding this a bit differently than I am, so that I can see a bit of what Bateson would call a binocular view, a little contrast, so that I can learn from that. Marcella comes in as a mother currently of children in her own home. So many of her stories have to do with launching of children, of working out family situations. I haven't done that for 20 years. So there's always things that she brings in for me to consider. How might this apply in a daily life with a family that I really don't experience right now? She also has lots of experiences in higher education and in teamwork with people writing in different areas, and also her work as a career counselor in the past. So she has contrasts in her clinical experiences and her research that make me think a bit, just a bit of a difference that I value, rather than trying to all be the same. same.
So really putting your differences to work.
That's absolutely true.
And how do you put the differences of the students to work?
I think the experiential exercises that we have in our classes, and we have lots and lots and lots and lots of discussions in each of our classes that allow the student to bring in what they know. They're the experts on their own world, and as we present material and they can make it real for them in their own context, they learn it better because it makes sense to them and they have a context in which to place that learning and build on it.
So not only thinking about solution focus, but really doing it, experiencing it, and applying it into your life and your area of expertise.
Absolutely.
And what do you think would they say? We go and interview them. We will do that later on. What do you think they will say about the program, what they appreciate, and about what you do that is useful for them?
Of course, they're going to say they love their wonderful professors who are just perfect in every way.
They're very humble professors. Very humble. What I've heard most consistently is how we have taken solution focused and applied it in different content areas to keep a thread going. So even when we study counseling diverse populations or small groups, that is the thread that I think they bring back, saying, I learned how to apply solution focused with these ideas, with this awareness, with these new skills. And I hear that when I listen for it all the time.
I think one thing that we've heard with some of our master students is that they can't believe how it works the way it works, because they came in with doubts. We tell them what they're going to get into and that they have to put away pathology and they have to focus on strengths. But some of them don't believe that. They want to come to TCU and they want to get a counseling degree. They want to do it the way they show it on television. So I think what they're surprised by is how well it works, and that they feel a little bit more confident when they leave, and that they have something they can use when they walk in to see their client. They don't necessarily have that in other programs. Our program is so, we want them to be confident in themselves when they walk in and sit down with that client the first time. And I think they're real surprised. And we get a lot of great comments by people in the field who talk about that as well, that, you know, our students are really well prepared.
Actually, I did ask a student recently. One of our doctoral students has a background in school counseling and now in private practice. And she had done her master's work here as well. And she commented that sometimes in her school, some of the other school counselors wouldn't know how to handle a situation, and they would come to her and ask how she knew what to do. And she was just kind of smiled and said, well, I guess I just had really good training. I was prepared very well to do my job. And so I'm proud to say a lot of our students graduate with that confidence and knowing they're well prepared for whatever the field throws at them.
So seeing the three of you and hearing the three of you talking about each other and about your students shows so much respect and also passion for this approach. And I would love to hear from you, what differences does solution focus make for you in your work and collaboration as a team?
We don't avoid conflict. Becky and I learned that early on, that we are like siblings. And we've learned that when we have a difficulty, it isn't about the blame or the responsibility. It's the, I'm having a difficulty with this. What are we going to do, or what are we already doing to move beyond it? And I think Marcella has integrated into that well. As a triangle, it's always harder. She's coming in as a third person. Becky and I are peers. She's much younger. So she's adapted really well and been patient with us when sometimes we will collaborate and say, all right, I'm having a problem with Marcella. I imagine they do that about me too. But I know there are times I say, okay, I need to focus on this aspect of my behavior going forward so that we can resolve this together. And it's not a problem solving. It's seeking out what's working for us that we need to continue. And if this is a new exchange of some type, what can we do that we've done before to apply in this area? And I think overall, I would trust to, you know, raise my cats. I would trust them both to raise my daughters. You know, that would be something that I think is a high compliment, because I see how they approach other people. And I feel like I'm just one other person that we approach in a similar way, being solution oriented.
Very similar to what Frank just said. But I think one of the things that I really appreciate very much is that I can always trust Frank and Marcella to do the right thing for our students. And when we come together, even when with our differences, I know that we're all trying to do the right thing for our students. And that's a theme that runs in our college, but I know it's particularly true in our counseling team. We bring the concerns some of our students have to the table to talk about how we can be of benefit to them and how we can help them get through the program successfully. Maybe we need to help counsel them out of counseling, but we really want the best, because that brings out the best in them as well. But I think they bring out the best in us too. We learn from them. I really just think the part that makes it so much easier is I can disagree with Marcella Marcella and I can disagree with Frank on lots of stuff, but I think we always come together on the students and trying to come up with the right thing to do.
It's wonderful to hear how you build on the common ground and then acknowledge and appreciate the differences and put them to work. So what is your view on that? What would you say, what differences solution focus makes in your collaboration as a team, Marcella?
Well, as I disclosed earlier, I'm not a naturally positive person. And one great thing and also one challenging thing about working in this program and also in this college is just being surrounded by so many great and impressive people. And I am newer to the profession. And so early on, it was easier for me to come in and just feel like, oh, I can never do that as well as Frank does. Or I remember one semester, a student said, Becky could see into your soul. And I thought, well, gosh, I don't know that I could ever see into somebody's soul. But again, I think the solution-focused approach has helped me to, rather than what kind of my natural inclination is to just say, oh, I'm less than, I'm never going to do this well enough, but to look at what's working and what do I want to learn from this and look at these opportunities. Even if I can't teach just like Frank teaches, what does he do that I really admire that I do want to incorporate in my own style? And same thing with Becky and her relationships. I am not going to be exactly like Becky. I have to find my own way, but they both inform the kind of educator I want to be. And I think the solution-focused approach helps me to view it in that more positive way.
And I cannot even imagine that you're not a positive person. Becky, from your experience in this program, from working with students, from working with Frank and Marcella as a team, if there's one thing you would love to share with other people, because this might be a nugget for others, this might be a piece of wisdom for others as well, what might that be?
I would say that the most important part, just like in therapy, in teaching, is the relationship. It's the relationship you build with your students as well as the relationship you build with your colleagues. But also the relationships the students build with one another. That's the beginning of a really good therapist, is to have that. But it's so important in teaching and just being effective.
Thank you very much. Frank, what would that or might that be for you?
More than likely, it's staying open to being a lifelong learner. Because in academics, many people believe they've arrived when they earn a doctoral degree. And I'm a martial artist. The black belt is the beginning of the next level of learning, because there are more levels to black belt than there are before you get a black belt. And the same way with people working in teams, when the team memberships change, when someone retires, we add more people, there's always learning, and then especially to learn from students. How I teach is based on the output from students, changing how I approach the next group of students, or even the same group of students the next week.
Wonderful. Staying a lifelong learner, building relationships. Marcella, what would this one thing be for you that you would like to share with others, as this is also something important for you?
Well, I was having lunch with friends earlier and the topic of superpowers came up. What is your superpower? And so that's what I want to challenge people as they look at their professional future, whether it's as a counselor or a coach or a manager or an educator, and you're looking at your goals. What superpower do you bring that's going to help you reach those goals?
Wow.
Is that the challenge of the week?
That's the challenge of the week.
Thank you very much for having us here, for sharing your time with us, for sharing what you do with us. And we're so grateful to see a full program, or many full programs here, focusing on solution focus and having people going out there and really knowing what to do and kind of starting their learning journey solution focus from a very, very good point. So thank you very much for all that you do and for having us here and sharing your time with us. So we'll now go out and ask the students and see what they say.
You're listening to the Simply Focus podcast with Elfie Cherney and Dominic Godad, your podcast for a life in joy and ease.
We are here with three doctoral students and are very curious to hear what they have to say.
So the challenge of the week is thinking about your superpowers. We would love to talk with you three about your superpowers and how you use them in your solution-focused work. So I'm very excited to be here with Lindsay Tardif, Well, Lindsay, what are your solution-focused superpowers, or what is your solution-focused superpower today?
My solution-focused superpower, if it was going to be one thing, I think would be my curiosity.
And how do you use that in your solution-focused work?
Well, I work as an academic advisor here at TCU, and so I'm always asking students questions about the different things that they bring into my office, whether that's a total like major change, I want to change the course of my studies entirely, or like the smallest tweaks that they might be wanting to make. For example, sometimes students will come into an academic advising space kind of just looking for like a quick fix, or I need to do this or that to my schedule. I need to add this minor, drop this major, and I'm going to move along. But one example of, you know, a time that my curiosity paid off for myself and for one of my students, I had a young lady come in during my walk-in hours, and it was during the first like week of class. And so students can still make quite a few changes during that time. And she wanted to drop her 8 a.m. class and go to a 10 o'clock start. And so it would be easy to think that she just wanted to sleep in. And that is what, you know, myself maybe 2 or 3 years ago would have just thought. I would have thought, oh, of course you want a couple more hours, and that's why you're here to make this change. The change required a few permissions, but I was curious that morning. And when she said that she wanted to make the change, you know, I started asking her about what would be better about the 10 o'clock class and what difference it would make for her. And through that curiosity and through asking her different questions than what she might have normally gotten, I found that she actually had someone in that class that had threatened her before. And we were actually able to take a much fuller action to help that student than we ever would have. You know, she flat out told me, I didn't come here to tell you this, but here it is.
Wow, yeah. And how does the program here at TCU support you in your solution-focused work and having examples, success stories like that?
I think it's just always kind of at the forefront. Being in such a solution-focused program, you don't really get out of that mode ever, you know, and at first that can be a more challenging tilt on your thinking. But after a while and with the encouragement, sometimes, you know, you find yourself chatting with someone and you think, oh, I wouldn't have done that 2 years ago.
So really immersion in solution focus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lindsay, also for this very powerful story.
We're also here with Ashley East. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
You are also in the TCU counseling program as a PhD student.
And we would love to hear from you more about your solution-focused superpower.
Yes, so my solution-focused superpower would be, I would say, building relationships. And what I mean by that is I feel like I have the ability to connect with anybody, no matter what kind of person they are. And that's one thing that I'm really passionate about.
How do you do that?
I don't know if I necessarily do that. I think solution focused has really just connected with the person that I am, and it kind of put a theory and philosophy behind it. I genuinely just accept people, so I think solution focus is just a natural fit. I'm just able to work with people and really see them for who they are and not how they appear on the outside.
And how do you apply solution focus in your work?
So I work within a private practice setting, and solution-focused therapy is a part of everything I do. I advertise myself as a solution-focused therapist, and I really put myself in the client's world, and I want to get to know them. So I start my sessions with, what do you want out of this? You know, where are we going? I love the metaphor of solution-focused therapy as being a taxi driver, and I'm picking up my client from the airport, and I'm asking them, where do they want to go? And then they direct me as I'm steering them, so leading from one step behind. So it's just been a really neat experience watching my clients grow and change and encouraging them. I think we live in a world where people focus on the negatives, and it is so neat to ask them these solution-focused questions that get them thinking outside of that negativity and to watch them build strength and change and to create the preferred future that they've wanted.
Wow. So looking at how this program contributes to your solution-focused work, what would you say are like the most important aspects that are really helpful for you right now where you are in your journey of solution-focused work?
So I got my master's degree here at TCU, and then I went right into the doctoral program. And it's been the same three professors, Dr. Thomas, Dr. Stark, and Dr. Taylor. And I came from a background in psychology, so I was very problem focused. And I also didn't have the self-esteem that I do now. And I really feel like with the support they've given me and their use of, you know, solution focused therapy and their teaching has really helped me and helped me be the person that I am today. I feel like I can do more. I feel like I have more resources and they're always there. I can always go to them. I can email them. I can email them about personal things and ask, well, what do you think? What are some resources that can help me or my family or my friends? And they are so quick to respond. So it's just in all aspects, they have helped shape me personally and educationally.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Sounds like they also have some superpowers.
We also here with Francesca Friday. Francesca, what are your solution-focused superpowers?
I would say my solution-focused superpower is connection with people and ideas and resources. I think that I have had a tremendous amount of experience, and sometimes that gets in the way. But sometimes it can be very helpful if I can pick out the things from my experience that is helpful in the moment.
And how does that show?
It shows when I'm in session with a client and I notice what is going right in their lives, and I'm able to help them connect that with something that they're struggling with. And I like that solution focus allows us to empower our clients to find those solutions rather than giving them answers or advice, which ultimately I don't want to be responsible for somebody's future. And so the co-construction of the solution has become one of my favorite parts about being a practitioner, which I didn't know it would be in the beginning. And so one of the ways that I most enjoy using solution focus and also strengths-based work with my clients is when I'm working with a couple, specifically when they have volatile relationships where they continue to have conflict or violence. And what I like to see happen is those couples work together to construct ways that they will fight in the future. I know that that sounds funny, but planning out what will it look like in the future, knowing the skills that I have and the strengths that I have, how can we plan for that fight, conflict, whatever, in a way that won't escalate to a place where we're harming one another?
Wow. And how did the program at TCU support you to get there where you are now?
I think, again, with the connections, there are so many different experiences within the program, from the professors to the other students, just continually taking in all of the information that is shared within the classroom environment. And when we do mentoring or when we do problem solving, and just continuing to listen and connect that information so that it can be used in the future.
Thank you very much. So what would all three of you say are the superpowers of Dr. Thomas, Dr. Stark, and Dr. Taylor?
I believe that Dr. Thomas's superpower is the ability to stay present even when students are uncomfortable, allowing them the space to figure things out. And I know that for me specifically, it has been very helpful because it gave me an opportunity to think.
I think for Dr. Thomas, his solution-focused superpower is his ability to let us co-construct our learning environment. He always allows for other ideas and he bounces off of that. He is not the sole person teaching in that classroom. He has an environment that allows us all to teach and learn from one another. And he makes it clear that he's also learning from us.
I would say Dr. Thomas's superpower is that when he comes into class, no idea that somebody like puts out there is going to be too small. Everything is something that we can build upon together and that the class can really take off with. So you just never know like what little thing you notice in a reading, and if you bring it to the table, like where that might end up going in his class.
Dr. Taylor's solution-focused superpower is her ability to encourage in all situations. She's not an over-the-top encourager, but a very realistic one. She's able to help students see see the practicality of the challenge rather than how difficult it might seem. It's just another hoop. She's said that to me multiple times. So whenever I get to a place where I feel like I'm stuck, I know that it's just another hoop and that that preferred future is right past that hoop.
I think Dr. Taylor's solution-focused superpower is strengths and resiliencies. I think that she is super passionate about it, and you can see it, you know, whenever she's teaching and whenever she's working with you one-on-one, she is quick to point out what's going well. She is definitely one that focuses on the positives and things, and that's something I really love about her.
And mine kind of echoes that. I would say that her solution-focused superpower is just the joy that she brings into every interaction and every single class. You can really tell that she believes in what she's doing and she loves sharing it. And it's an enthusiasm that I think it's easy for students to catch. Yeah, I'm glad I caught it.
Dr. Stark's solution-focused superpower is her ability to stay within the solution-focused stance, even in her teaching and supervision, correction and guidance with her own students. Her use of language has given me an opportunity to not only learn how to apply it in session, but also learn how to use solution-focused language within conversations on a regular basis.
I think Dr. Stark's solution-focused superpower is her ability to believe in her students and want what's best for them. She's always rooting for them. And, you know, there's several times she sent encouraging emails to me, you know, don't forget about this, and she's very excited about it and always quick to help us and push us along to the other side. And I genuinely believe that she's been rooting for me for all these years, and that's something I really appreciate about her.
I would say that Dr. Stark's solution focused superpower is the ability to focus and help her students focus on their preferred futures. So often it's Dr. Stark that gets me thinking about, like, what am I going to do when this program ends? How am I going to stay in this mindset, and where do I want to take these skills? And just that constant focus on the preferred future helps me personally. And it also helps me remember to keep that focus when I'm working with people, because I know how beneficial it is.
Wow. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. And we wish you all the best for your PhDs, for your research projects. And we're so curious to find out what you find out. So please share that with us and share that with our listeners so we can all learn together from each other.
And we are curious now to hear from you what inspired you with this podcast, what inspired you about the student stories, what inspired you about the professor stories, what inspired you about hearing from this program at TCU. And we can't wait to hear from you, so please comment on www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast and then go to episode number 51. So joyful greetings from TCU.
Go Frogs!
Do you like the Simply Focus podcast? Well, help Elfie and Dominic spread the word. Give the Simply Focus podcast an excellent rating on iTunes and Google Play and other platforms. And share your thoughts and inspirations with others by commenting at www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast. Then go to this episode. This was the Simply Focus podcast with Elfie Cherney and Dominic Odat, your podcast for a life in joy and ease.